Today's agenda, Jesus forgives sins and heals in Capernaum. Jesus calls Matthew. New wine must be put into new bottles. Jesus heals the man at the pool on the Sabbath. The Son of Man can do nothing of himself. The witness of John the Baptist. Jesus teaches about the Sabbath. Jesus commissions his disciples. And the Sermon on the Mount. Mark 2:1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was told that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, so that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was borne by four people. And when they could not come near to him for the press of people all around, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed whereon the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, your sins are forgiven. But there were certain of the scribes and Pharisees sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? Immediately Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, and he said to them, Why do you reason these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the sick of the palsy, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Arise, take up your bed, and walk? But that you might know that the Son of Man has authority, that is, power on earth, to forgive sins, he turned to the sick of the palsy and said, I say unto you, Arise, take up your bed, and go your way into your house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch as they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We've never seen anything like this. And as Jesus passed forth from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed Jesus. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said unto his disciples, Why does your master eat with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but those that are sick. But go and learn what this means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And the disciples of John and the Pharisees used to fast, and they came and said unto Jesus, Why do the disciples of John and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples don't? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is right there with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they shall fast in those days. No man also sews a piece of new cloth on an old garment, lest the new piece that filled it up takes away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man puts new wine into old wineskins, else the new wine does burst the old wineskins, and the wine will be spilled, and the bottles damaged. But new wine must be put into new bottles. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. And Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. And he said unto him, Will you be made whole? The impotent man said unto him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I'm on my way coming down there, someone else gets down there before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up your bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. And the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It's the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for you to carry your bed. He answered them, He that made me whole told me to do this. He said, Take up your bed and walk. Then they asked him, What man is it that said unto you, Take up your bed and walk? And he that was healed didn't know who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father works on this day, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he had not only broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, Truly, truly, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatsoever things he does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, so that men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which has sent him. Truly I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Truly, truly, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that does bear witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You sent unto John, this would be John the Baptist, and he bear witness to the truth. But I receive not testimony from men, but these things I say, that you might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in that light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. and you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent, you believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and you will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe which receive honor one from another, and seek not the honor that comes from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who does accuse you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? At that time Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck the ears of corn and eat. But when the Pharisees saw this, they were enraged and said unto him, Behold, your disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and those that were with him? How he entered into the house of God, and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither them which were with him, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath, and yet remain blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would have not condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath day. And when he was departed from there, he went into the synagogue. And behold, there was a man there which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, will you not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much greater then is a man than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. And he said unto the man, Stretch forth your hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Then the disciples went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from there, and great multitudes followed after him, and he healed them all. And he charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my life is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He will not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice shouting in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench, until he send forth judgment unto victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. And he went up into a mountain and called unto him whom he would, and they came. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. And Simon he surnamed Peter, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is to say, the sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him. And they went into a house. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which came before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is good for nothing, except to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it underneath a bushel basket, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or tittle shall pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, you shall not kill, and whoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, you fool, shall be in danger of fire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has anything against you, leave there your gift before the altar, and go your way, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you're still in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver you to the judge deliver you to the officer, and you be cast into prison. Truly I say unto you, you shall by no means come out of there until you have paid the last coin. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, you shall not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Verse 31, it has been said, whoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you that whoever shall put away his wife, except for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever shall marry her that is divorced commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it has been said by them of old time, you shall not forswear yourself, but shall perform unto the Lord all your oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, neither by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black.